Mayor Bosman?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start my recorder. Am I correctly pronouncing your name, Bosman?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I guess my first question, Mr. Mayor, how essential is continued operation of the Chrysler engine plant to Kenosha's economy?
Well, Chrysler in Kenosha, since we lost our manufacturing 20 years ago, our engine plant has had 800 to 1,000 workers working very steadily for the last 20 years here in Kenosha. They are outside of government. They're the major employer in the city of Kenosha, and it represents a $155 million payroll in manufacturing to the city of Kenosha. So it is very important.
What's your pitch, I guess, to irate taxpayers who simply say, you know, we've bailed out Chrysler Corporation once already. We don't want to bail out them or Ford or GM for that matter. I mean, how do you counter that argument?
Well, number one, we're talking about loans here. We expect to get paid back. We expect that the companies will downsize, will right-size, will adapt to the economy. And I feel that's very important on that note. Secondly, there are 75 cities in the country that depend on manufacturing, that have an automaking presence. It affects not only the people who work at the factories, the 250,000 workers directly affected, but there are so many spin-offs with contractors and suppliers and support industries that really it affects over 3 million people directly in the country. And it's very important to the whole country, not just the mayors that are here with me.
I also wanted to ask you, do you have any assurances, or does your gut tell you that if the aid package, if the loan package goes through, Chrysler stays solvent, that they will in fact keep the engine plant in operation?
No, we don't have any assurances. The second part of what we're talking about here with the decision makers is perhaps aid to the cities that have lost manufacturing now, such as Janesville, retooling or rebuilding the areas where their plant is, or you know, eliminating the plant. Something that Kenosha could face down the road, having to retool, and we're looking as a second piece of what we're talking about here is potential for that type of aid coming from the federal government.
We should add, I guess, that at this point, it certainly looks as if this is going to happen, that some of the money that had been set aside to produce more fuel-efficient vehicles is, in fact, going to go into some sort of loan package for the Detroit automakers. So I'm assuming you and your fellow mayors are feeling, you know, fairly confident at this point today.
I think I haven't polled the other mayors. We have 25 or 30 mayors here from across the country. We're all meeting with various delegations here this morning and through the day. I feel confident that the piece of legislation will go through, but there's still work to be done. I don't think it's a slam dunk. Many of the congressmen are just getting into town today. They haven't seen the legislation. The Senate was in session yesterday. So there's a lot of work to be done before the final vote is taken.
All right, Mayor, I certainly appreciate you taking time to talk to me today. Anything, just in closing, that you want to add, anything you feel particularly relevant to this whole unfolding story that Kenosha really needs to get its message across?
Well, we didn't want to take anything for granted. We wanted to be very proactive here and get in the face, if you will, of the people who are going to be making the decision here and say, you know, don't punish the automaking companies for past transgressions. The fallout will occur in the cities where the people who actually go to the plant every day to work, those are the people who are going to be paying the penalty here if automaking does, in fact, become a thing of the past.
All right. Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.